song calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Shaking Stevens, obviously. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and this is The Proclaimers.
Track.
more, Lewis no more, Sky no more, Loch Harbour no more, Sutherland no more, Lewis no more, Sky no more, Loch Harbour no more, Sutherland no more, Lewis no more, Sky no more. I wonder my baby, do we ever return to help us kick the life back to a dying mutual friend? Is the hearing our dream? I think we are pretty loving, do we have to roll the wall to prove how much it hurts? When you go, will you send back a letter from America? Take a look at the rail track from Miami to Canada. Back on, Bathgate no more, Linwood no more, Methil no more, Irvine no more, Bathgate no more, Linwood no more, Methil.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
As suggested by CC Ferry, so thank you very much for that, Kieran. Lovely stuff. Hello, welcome back. Nice to have you there. Are you comfortable? I hope so. If you're not, make yourself comfortable. You are free to do that. Unless you have to sit on glass or something, in which case, there's nothing I can do, I'm afraid. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and this week, we have a theme. For every week, there must be a theme, as well you know by now. We opened up the show this week, I should probably do some back announcements, I guess, with Green Door by Shakin' Stevens, as suggested by Sharon Gascoigne. I'm not entirely sure she did actually suggest that, but she did mention it in the suggestions post, and so I seized it with both hands in order to play Comrade Shaky. And then that was obviously followed by The Proclaimers' Letter from America from 1987. That was suggested by, well, okay, so The Plague Doc did suggest another Proclaimers track, but I really wanted to play that one. And Real Ale Rocks did suggest that. So I hope you don't mind the editorial license, Plague Doc. But that is a lovely tune. Because the theme this week is accents. So the idea when I came, it's something that's been percolating for a little while, accents, because there are some singers who sing in their local dialect, their local accent. They don't put on a mid-Atlantic sort of pseudo-American drawl in order to sing their songs. Well, the Proclaimers are pretty good for that, aren't they? However, Sharon Gascoigne, being the absolute genius she is, went at it from the perspective of colour. And who could blame her? Absolutely wonderful. So thank you very much, Sharon. Thank you very much, Plague Doc. Thank you very much, Real Ale Rocks and CC Ferry, for those fine suggestions. This next one was suggested by Real Ale Rocks. Real Ale Rocks, Nikki gets the second suggestion on the Proclaimers. She wasn't the primary suggester on this one. She gets this one, though. This is Björk. So it's a double whammy. Nice. This is Björk with Play Dead.
ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
The Playlist.
David Holmes, Don't Die Just Yet, the Arab Strap remix. And ahead of that was Björk with Play Dead with David Holmes. So thank you very much to Real L Rocks for the Björk suggestion and Sod's Lawyer for the David Holmes suggestion. Two particularly fine tunes in a row, I think you'll find. So yes, this is the playlist. I am Darren, and the tune I'm talking over, White Wolf, has snuck into my bed this week. This is the Bad Shepherds with Yan Tian Tethera Methera, which I will not pronounce in the accent that it would usually be associated with for fear of embarrassment. Thank you very much to White Wolf for that suggestion. It's nice to have you in my bed. It's been a while since you were in my bed, White Wolf. Usually it's Rollo. Anyway, this is the playlist, and yes, our theme this week is accents. The idea is, I like it when people sing in their accent, the accent they grew up with. It's nice when people feel like they can express themselves in their natural voice. They don't have to pretend to be American. And similarly, if an American wants to sing in their local accent rather than just this generic singing voice that everybody has, because pop music has been primarily American for the last 60-70 years. That was basically the idea behind the theme this week. But it did occur to me that it was fairly problematic as such, but an odd one really, because what is accent to people? If you're from Newcastle, then is the Geordie accent an accent, or is it just how you speak? Do you know what I mean? Anyway, I'll stop blathering now. This next one's definitely an accent to most of us listening. This is Shakira with the original Spanish language version of Suerte.
Contigo, contigo, mi vida, quiero vivir la vida, lo que me queda de vida, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein
The Playlist.
Otra vez lo sacamos al estadio.
Tienes piquete, mami, yo también. Tú estás buena, yo estoy bueno también. Huelo rico y ando con los de 100. Si tú lo quieres, lo tienes que mover. Tú tienes piquete, mami, yo también. Tú estás buena, yo estoy bueno también. Huelo rico y ando con los de 100. Si tú lo quieres, lo tienes que mover. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba.
Well, thank you very much to Sheepnik for that suggestion. That was Bad Bunny with Nueviol, which brings to one the number of Bad Bunny songs that I have heard from start to finish. It's not because I've been avoiding the work of Bad Bunny, it's just I'm old and these things pass me by. But I'm aware that Bad Bunny is one of the biggest stars in the world of pop music currently. So, yeah, but like I said, I'm old. Yeah, for example, I've spent much of today listening to The Proclaimers because, you know, of my aforementioned geriatricity. So thank you very much, Sheepnik, for that Bad Bunny suggestion. Ahead of that was Shakira with Suerte from 2001, as suggested by Arakin. So thank you very much, Arakin, for that suggestion. In yet another... having to correct myself. It wasn't David Holmes on the Björk track, it was David Arnold. So, getting my Davids mixed up. I don't know. If I knew what I was doing, this show might be quite good. But apparently I don't, so it's fine, I suppose. This show, of course, is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and if you've only just joined us, our theme this week, because there is a theme every week, is accents, where all of the singers are singing in an accented voice in one way or another. Obviously, that's open for your own discussion and your own Words are falling out of my head today. Anyway, interpretation, that's the word I was trying to find. It's open to your own interpretation, but the end result is that there's some really great tracks in the show this week, so I'm going to shut up and play some more of them. This next one was suggested by Seard and is A Tribe Called Quest.
Very close, cause I don't like to boast. Instead I tell the tale of the French who prevail through the Mr. Crazy Rabbits who were always on his tail. Rent ain't on sale, your roomie starts to wail. Get caught with stolen goods, then you will go to jail. If you go to jail, then who will pay the bail? They'll put you back to France on a ship with a sail. Escargo, Lucy and you eat snails.
Hey, yo, Tim, what's wrong with snails?
From the Zulu nation, from a town called Paris, yeah. Came to America to find liberty. Uh-huh. Instead of finding pleasure, all your family's misery. Mm-hmm. But listen, Lucien, you have a friend in me. Word. Oh, luck will drive your butt batty. Yeah. Next time you fix some wheels, make it a caddy. In terms of doing good, I know you wish you really could. But listen, brother man, I really think you can succeed with the breed of the brothers who you back. Yeah. It's the creme de la creme, and you can vouch for that. It'll take a minute, Rice, so take my advice. Trust in us, thus you trust in your life. Lucien, you should know. Are you ready, Lou? This one is for you. Coming from a true blue, fits like a shoe. Come on, start to stare, or come on, tell it, vous. Lucien, I'll leave it up to you.
Voulez-vous, rendez-vous, coucou, les poupous.
Watch that last, gonna backlash fast. Can you get a grip on the crackhead dip? Sold you a paper bag, guess he saw you coming. VCR from a neck bone bumming. $10, brother, he was humming and strumming. Only had 20, he was living like you're slumming. Gave him the money, well, I thought that was something. Looking like a kid who was lost in crumming. Don't worry about a thing, I won't get specific. This is a song that is long and prolific. Think of the stuff that I said if you can. Figure it out, compute, understand. No problemo, I'll help you with your demo. If you go to the store for me, Lucien, I'm just kidding, you should know. You gotta get a grip on the missions you be taking. Not so much the mission, but you got crazy ignition. Sure, the sugar babies wanna give you a chance with the French savoir-faire and the sexy glance. But is she really fly, or is she a guy? I won't ask why, cause I know that you try. You try too hard, is that the answer to the riddle? Instead of doing so much, why don't you do just a little? Boy, what a cat, I guess we shouldn't treat him bad. In fact, it would be nice if we understood him right. A case of positioning the feet in the shoes. Sympathetic reason in the case of the blues. Lucien is blue, even though he's really brown. I had to make the sound, his life is too profound. On the up and up, he's something like a little pup. Young and naive, it's hard to believe. As long as you're strong, you can quest with the questers. Jolly like a jumping bean or a jester. Lucien, you should know.
We were sitting out on the playlist.
and toys. That's the girls on the block with the nasty curls, wearing padded bras, sucking beer through straws, dropping down their drawers. Where did you get yours? You say you wanted money, but you know it's never funny when your shoes worn through and there's a rumble in your tummy. So you have to have style, get a gold tooth smile, put a girl on the corner so you can make a pile.
Cause looking good today, cause looking good in every way. No style to keep, you better watch, don't mess with me. We always hang in a buffalo stance, we do the dial and the time we dance. I give you love, baby, not romance. I make a move, nothing left to chance. So don't get fresh with me.
With Naina Cherry, and that was Looking Good, Driving with the Wild Bunch. And I want to extend an enormous, enormous thanks to Davey Bot for bringing that to my attention. That is not a remix or a cover. That is the B-side to the original. It's like a B-side remix of the original track, which Naina Cherry re-recorded the following year as Buffalo Stance. Isn't that amazing? I love that. It's really, really good. And it turns out that Cameron McVeigh of Morgan McVeigh is Naina Cherry's husband. So, you know, fair play. I genuinely loved that. That was a wonderful piece of music. I kind of liked it more than the more popular version. There was something really nice about that. So thank you very much, Davey Bot, for that suggestion. What is he like? What is he like? That Davey Bot. Ahead of that, I'm sorry. Ahead of that was A Tribe Called Quest with Luck of Lucian, as suggested by Sierd. It's always nice to play A Tribe Called Quest, so thank you for that suggestion. That was really nice. Both perfectly fitting the theme of accents this week, because Naina Cherry's accent is odd. I didn't realise until probably a couple of years ago that she's actually Swedish, but grew up in London. So she's got a mixture of accents coming from all over the place, and it's great. It's really lovely. So this is the future that liberals want. Well, I'm going to play some more music, I suppose. Seeing as I've got so many good tunes to play, and I need to get them all done by 9 o'clock so I can go to bed. This next one was suggested by Steve199 and is Paolo Conte with Via Con Me, which is that I Am The Road? Something like that. Maybe. I don't know. My Spanish is... Spanish? Italian. Is not great. This tune is, though.
Via, via. Vieni via di qui. Niente più ti lega questi luoghi, neanche questi fiori azzurri. Via, via. Neanche questo tempo grigio, pieno di musiche e di uomini che ti son piaciuti. It's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. Good luck, my baby, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. I dream of you, chips, chips. Do 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 do, chibum chibum. Do 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 do, chibum chibum. Via, via, vieni via con me. Entra in questo amore buio, non perderti per niente al mondo. Via, via, non perderti per niente al mondo. Lo spettacolo d'arte varia di uno innamorato di te. It's wonderful, that's wonderful, that's wonderful. Good luck, my baby, that's wonderful, that's wonderful, it's wonderful. I dream of you, chips, chips. Do 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 do, chip, chip, do 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 do, chip, chip, do 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 do. Amore buio, pieno di uomini. Via, entra e fatti un bagno caldo. C'è un accappatoio azzurro, fuori piove un mondo freddo. That's wonderful, that's wonderful, that's wonderful. Good luck, my baby, that's wonderful, it's wonderful, that's wonderful. I dream of you, chips. Chips, chips, do 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 do, chibum chibum bum, do 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 do, chibum chibum bum, do 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 do.
Ah, the
playlist
has always been celebrated for its excellence.
Can't you see giant walks among these his masterful control of the bicycle, skillfully avoided the dog turd outside the corner shop. Imagining the blue plaque above the place I first ever touched a girl's chest. But hold on.
Was the catalyst for this week's theme. That was Pulp with I Spy, as suggested by Troggy, and I think there are few finer examples in pop music of someone singing in their regional accent than Jarvis Cocker. Wonderful stuff. Smoking your cigarettes, drinking your brandy. Love that. Thank you, Troggy, for that suggestion. Ahead of that was Paolo Conte with Via Con Me, as suggested by Steve 19. 199, in fact. Don't want to confuse you with the other Steve, who is just Steve 19. Tut. Right, this next one was suggested by Julian Laws. Oh, by the way, if you're listening on the audio and you fancy joining in the chat, go to stream.djdarren.site, where there's some interesting conversations going on about the ways that different people pronounce different words. It's interesting stuff. It's nice to look in on. But anyway, yeah. This next one was suggested by Julian Lawson and is the other song that goes down a slightly different route. And this one actually has an accent in the name of the artist. This is Politha with Lay Your Cards Out.
Thank you. Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Monolithic marble marvels. Pain. Almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Here comes my one.
is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
To write a cathedral, I'll need a ballpoint pen. It'll sound like Common People, sung by Christopher Wren. On an upright piano, with nice narrow keys, in a Glaswegian chapel, or a Parisian library. And as I sing, I watch you diving into a swimming pool that shines like a screen. And I call out, isn't this living? And I call out, isn't this living? And you call back, it's living. And you call back, it's living. I see my family in an ugly cemetery. Two of them have been crying, two have shovels at the ready. And I'd be lying if I said I'd foreseen this. I'd prefer to burn my body in Varanasi. As I burn, I watch you driving into a swimming pool that shines like a screen. And I call out, isn't this living? And I call out, isn't this living? And you call back, it's living. And you call back, it's living. I wanted kids getting into good schools, following, breaking all the new rules, scoring goals, leading roles, plimsolls, no holes in a car with nice curves, a wife with a perfect son. Just like the Mauritian badminton doubles champion, 1973, then Christopher Wren would smile down on me. To ride a cathedral, I'll need a ballpoint pen. To ride a cathedral, I need a ballpoint pen. To ride a cathedral, I need a ballpoint pen. To ride a cathedral, I need a ballpoint pen.
I know I'm not very good at reading between the lines on things. I don't believe in subtext, you know. How does one write a cathedral with a ballpoint pen? I've been pondering that lyric ever since I first heard this track. Anyway, thank you very much to Swisslet for that That was Nikki Quotes suggesting that one. I know that Swisslet is a big fan of Hamish Hawke and has suggested him a couple of times. But that was Nikki Quote, so thank you, Nikki Quote, for that suggestion. Ahead of that was Wax with American English, as suggested by Moth Ninja. Thank you very much. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. The theme this week is accents. And ahead of the top of the hour, you heard Palitza? I don't know, actually. With Lay Your Cards Out, as suggested by Julian Lawson. And Fran Smith with Contours from 2016, as suggested by Cara, which is a stunning piece of music. I properly fell in love with that one. I went looking for more by Fran Smith, and from what I can tell, she has that on Bandcamp and an EP from 2012, and that's it. And that, if that's the case, that's a massive shame. I mean, nice that there's any music out there, of course, but that was just beautiful, that track. So I must be missing something. There's probably more, but I'll have another look. So yeah, thank you, Cara. That was a really lovely suggestion. Really enjoyed that. All of the other suggestions are trash, and I don't know why you bothered. This next one was suggested by Papa Astronomeret, Steph's dad. So thank you very much to Steph's dad. It occurs to mention, I'm looking down through the list. There is. Steph does have a track in the show. You haven't been usurped by your father. Thank you to Steph's dad for suggesting the Dubliners with McAlpine's Fusiliers.
To all of life's problems.
Yeah! I die waiting for Methuselah, so I'll fight sleep with ammonia. And every morning we fight so bad. Them for the tears they shed, but I'm actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good. Can't help it if we. I am actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted. And mended souls, trample over beauty while singing the thoughts. I match them with my euphoria. When they said you should prefer good one, but I'm actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually.
simple moitié, on compte à demi-demi. Pile sur un des bas-côtés comme des origamis. Le bras tendu pareil cassé, tout n'est qu'épié et clié. Ces enfants bizarres, crachés dehors comme par hasard, cachant l'effort dans le grifoir. Et une creepy song en étendard qui fait
I'm doing my face with a magic marker.
Figure all your funds out. It's kind of funny when you think of all the fun. How it's taken this long to shake last year's come down. Forget the past as soon as December starts. Grab your parents' credit card and hope that you don't get in last.
Yeah, cause if you let it pass these days, a week late can mean paying triple when you beat pay off eBay.
True,
it's hard to figure out what tickets you want. Should it be Falls Festival or Pyramid Rock? Well, for me, I really don't care cause I don't listen to rock. No hip hop, I just wear earplugs and sit there and watch.
What are they saying? If your favourite band's there, you think you'll never forget. You'll probably get that way so that you won't remember their set.
If you're a festival head, then you already know the plan. Go and pack up all your shit cause you're going on a trip for those summer days.
Summer days.
Oh, summer days.
Summer days.
For those summer days.
And I'm not squishing in the back. Shotgun flat.
Oh shit, man. Now when you finally make it there from driving up with your crew, you better get your mindset on finding something to do. Cause you'll be stuck there lining up in a queue, moving bumper to bumper until your ass hurts, all to get your car searched.
Yeah. And with your alcohol you're stressing cause you need it bad. Stashing bottles of vodka up in your sleeping bags.
Right.
Maybe get a spare tire with a heap of cans. It doesn't matter, everybody has their secret plan. Once you're through, start picking your spot. Unpack and realise all the things you forgot or shit that you lost.
Man, I swear I brought my pillows and socks.
And dudes are too excited, already sitting there slouching.
So you know it doesn't take long before you find somebody blazing up. Mate, what are you doing? I said to save the bud for save your run. It's always the cheap fuckers who ain't paid enough.
Yep, but please note that we don't condone taking drugs.
Summer days.
Summer days.
Oh, summer days.
Summer days.
I love summer days.
Man, how cold is it inside this tent?
Yeah. Now as soon as the sun rises, you'll be ready to start. At 6 o'clock, standing there outside your tent with a glass.
You're in it for the long haul, it doesn't end when it's dark. We all know you've got your friends to make your energy last.
And you gotta time it so you peek it while the acts play. Try and jump the fence and start sneaking into backstage.
Man, let's just do it. If you get caught by police, then try to act straight.
Nah, they're not those pills, I need them for my back pain.
Yeah. And dudes are flying, saying to their mates,
I love you, man.
Or on a walk so they can go and call their mum and dad.
That's pants. And then there's people who so desperately just need a friend. They're going up to anybody trying to have a D and
yeah,
M. The next stage is you won't even watch the bands live. You're having too much fun talking shit around your campsite. Getting wasted while you're baking the sun. What can I say, yo, it's a fucking good way to get drunk. I love summer days.
Summer days.
Oh, summer days.
Summer days.
I love summer days.
Hey, what happened to you?
You weren't even here to count down, man. Now by the last day you're probably thinking summer's the worst. Cause all that time out in the sun left you covered in burns and smothered in dirt. The sight of all the dunnies is worse. And all the food shops are gone when you're so hungry it hurts. All you wanna do is sleep but you got packing to do. To squash up in that car and jump back in a queue. Yeah, I know we all complain about the pain when it ends. But next year we'll save up and do the same shit again. I love summer days.
Summer days.
Oh, summer days.
Summer days.
I love summer days.
I love summer.
love summer days. I was gonna say I love festivals. Didn't really have the same ring to it. Summer days, yeah.
I love
Pez 360. Of course, Matic on the beat.
Summer days. Summer days.
Play that shit, yeah.
Such is the interesting ways of pop music. Since I first heard that track last week, I've had Eels Susan's House stuck in my head, because I'm like, yeah, they've taken a sample from Eels Susan's House, which, as it turns out, is actually a sample from Love Finds Its Own Way by Gladys Knight and the Pips. Who knew? I mean, presumably Eels did, and presumably Gladys Knight and or the Pips also knew. But go. That was Pez featuring 360 and Hayley Kramer with the festival song, as suggested by Mr. Andrew D. Thank you very much for that. Very broad Australian accent as well, I like to hear. Today I learned that there are regional Australian accents. So there you go. Only they can tell the difference. Ahead of that was Christine and the Queens bringing a French accent en français to the Don's Le Show. So thank you very much to Swisslet for that suggestion. Did I play something before? Yes, I did. The Dubliners, McAlpine's Fusiliers, as suggested by Papa Astronomerit. Papa Steph? I don't know. Papa Steph trips off the tongue a little easier. So thank you very much to all of you for those fine suggestions here on the playlist. If it wasn't for such fine suggestions, it would just be me yapping into a microphone for 2 hours, and no one wants that. I, of course, am Darren, and this, as suggested by Giflian, is Bob and Doug McKenzie, a genuine, actual musical act, and nothing else.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Good day, welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, this record was my idea.
Get out!
It was.
You're lying.
Hosehead here just sort of rid on my coattails.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
We agreed to say that, but...
Oh, take off!
Saying, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music.
That's right, like, because my brother and I are now experts in the field,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, right, because we're a band now. And, yeah.
Well, so. Except for him. I'm a band.
Oh, how can you do that, making me look bad? You're such a hose hand.
Yeah, well, take off!
Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, listen to this, it's coming. You know what it is?
What?
It's a drum solo.
Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums,
oh,
eh?
Oh, get out. It is not. You're
it
lying.
Is so.
Stop
I
lying,
learned.
Will you?
Take off, eh?
Oh.
Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off.
Beauty, eh? Like magic, eh? It's
yeah.
Coming in.
Well, that's like...
It's like it was sung by angels.
Hey, Hosehead.
Yeah, what?
Guess what?
What?
It's over.
Take off. That
no,
can't be.
It is, yeah. It is. Because,
well,
hit records are short.
Like, no way.
Yeah, they're not that long. Okay, so that's our topic for today. So, good day.
Good day.
Hey, you guys.
What?
Take off.
Hey, no. Hey, don't go.
No, come back, eh?
Look what you did. Everybody's gone.
You
see you.
Come back. I won't let him do it again.
Yeah, my fault.
Yeah, you're
such a hoser.
There's no way I'll ever do an
another record with you, Hoser. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I'll do a solo album.
Fine, and you'll be looking for me another label.
Oh, now everybody's gone. Good day.
Good day.
Nobody expects this.
I'm not as pretty as I was. I've kicked myself at times because I am lying. So I will have to learn to stand my ground. I tell them I won't be around. I move on over to your town and hide. And you be the captain, and I'll be no one. Can carry me away if you want to, and you can lay low just like your father. And if I tread upon your feet, you just say so, 'cause you're the captain, I am no one. I tend to feel as though I owe one. For my second wind, is there somewhere here to let me in? I asked. So I slammed the doors, they slammed at me. I found the place I'm meant to be. I figured out my destiny at last. And you be the captain, and I'll be no one. And you can carry me away. You want to, and you can lay low just like your father. And if I tread upon your feet, you just say so, 'cause you're the captain, I am no one. I tend to feel as though I owe one. Carry me away if you want to, and you can lay low just like your father. And if I tread upon your feet, you just say so, 'cause you're the captain, I am no one. I tend to feel as though I owe one to you. To you.
a lucky flower, growing in a wild wood, bringing pleasure to the eyes. I am like a river after a rainstorm, raging away too fast to die. You are a flower, I am a river. Without love, we both are just a wasting time. You're like a rainbow spread across a blue sky. Sunrise is your next kin. I'm like a whirlwind rolling across the desert. I can't some hope to never see again. You are rainbow, I am a whirlwind. Without love, we both are just a wasting time. Like a drifter, I'm always going someplace. I never get to where I'm supposed to be. You are a diamond, I am a drifter. Without love, we both are just a wasting time. Like a prayer rising up to heaven, pleasing the one upon whom you call. I'm like a scarecrow alone in the distance, close by the host who'd see me fall. You are a prayer, I am a scarecrow. Without love, we both are just wasting time. Without love, we both are just wasting time.
Listener Roy from Texas tells me that Ray Wiley Hubbard there has no accent. And, well, he's right. I detected no accent there whatsoever. So why is he in this show? This is the playlist where I need to clear my throat. That's better. Slightly. I'm Darren. This is the playlist. The theme this week and for the next 25 minutes is accents. And yeah, so all of the songs have featured an accent of some description in one direction or another. Yeah, that was Ray Wiley Hubbard with Without Love from 1997. Ahead of that was Casey Chambers, The Captain from 99, which was suggested by... Oh, hang on a second. Let's do this and... brother-in-law of Mr. Andrew D. Yes, Mr. Andrew D's brother-in-law gets the clap this week. Thank you for that suggestion. Ahead of that was Bob and Doug McKenzie with Take Off, as suggested by Giflian. Those were actual presenters from Canadian TV, and not at all Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas. Doing their best Canuckian accents. So thank you very much, Giflian. That was a fine suggestion. This next one is... it was one of the earlier suggestions that came in this week, and it could not go in the show because it's just glorious. So let's transport ourselves right the way back to 1967, and this is the Singing Postman.
I had a gal, a nice gal, down in Wroxham way. She wore holy nice to me back in the old school days. She would smile all the while, but daddy didn't know all what she used to say to me behind the garden wall. Hey, I got a light, boy. Hey, I got a light. Then one day she went away, I don't see her no more, till by chance I see her down along the Mundley shore. She was there twice as fair, would she now be true? So when she sees me passing by, she say, I'm glad that's you. Hey, I got a light, boy. Hey, I got a light. Molly Windley, she smokes like a chimney, but she's my little nicotine gal. Now you'll see her and me never more to part. We would wander hand in hand together in the dark. Then one night I held her tight in the old backyard. Now when I try to hold her close, she say, now hold you hard. Hey, I got a light, boy. Hey, I got a light. Molly Windley, she smokes like a chimney, but she's my little nicotine gal. By and by, we decide on the wedding day. So we toddled off to church to hear the preacher say, do you now take this vow to honour all the time? Before I had the chance to stop her, she begins to pine. Hey, I got a light, boy. Hey, I got a light. Molly Windley, she smokes like a chimney, but she's my little nicotine gal. Now the doctor tells me a daddy I will be. So when I ask him what's the score, he say there's only three. So here I go, cheerio, to see how she do fare. I know what she will say to me as soon as I get there. Hey, I got a light.
For me, London, this lovely city. You can go to France or America, India, Asia or Australia, but you must come back to London City. Well, believe me, I am speaking broad-mindedly. I am glad to know my mother country. I've been traveling to countries years ago, but this the place I wanted to know. London, that's the place for me. To live in London, you are really comfortable, because the English people are very much sociable. They take you here and they take you there, and they make you feel like a millionaire. So London, that's the place for me. At night, when you have nothing to do, you can take a walk down Shaftesbury Avenue. There you will laugh and talk and enjoy the breeze and admire the beautiful scenery of London. That's the place for me.
I cannot complain of the time I have spent. I mean my life in London is really magnificent. I have every comfort and every sport, and my resident is at Hampton Court. So
London, that's the place for me.
That was Lord Kitchener there, rather unusually, not being caught in flagrante. So, well, congratulations, Kitch. That was London is the Place for Me, Trinidad's Finest in Lord Kitchener there. Rollo, that was suggested by Rollo, thank you very much. Rollo has suggested a bunch of tracks by Lord Kitchener, and in fact a bunch of tracks that were featured on the compilation album, London is the Place for Me, which is all Trinidadian calypso salsa, not calypso music, and I actually got round to downloading the whole collection proper over the weekend, and it's wonderful. You should go and listen to it, it's really, really lovely. Ahead of that was Alan Smethurst, the singing postman. The singing postman. Is it postman or I can't, do you know what? That's just completely fallen out of my head. Singing postman, of course it was. With Have You Got a Loik Boy? He said in his cut glass southern accent. I was trying to work out, firstly, that song won an Ivor Novello Award in 1966, according to Wikipedia. But I was trying to work out where his accent's from, and, well, it's from everywhere, actually. He was born in Lancashire, died in Grimsby, and he was raised in Norfolk and Suffolk. So, well, there you go. He's from literally everywhere. So thank you very much to Andy Fish for that suggestion. Moving onwards with the tunes, this next one is a, I believe, Swedish man singing in a French accent in English. This is Peter Sarsted, as suggested by Caitlin, Dr. Caitlin Swissler. Thank you very much, Dr. Caitlin.
Talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jeanmaire. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on. Yes, it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan, he sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly bone takes, and they try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside, yes you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is
the playlist.
Por el ritmo ragatanga, el DJ que lo conoce toca el himno de las 12 para Diego, la canción más deseada.
contrast, that song did not win an Ivor Novello Award in 1966. It may have won an Ivor Novello Award in 2002, though, but I've yet to check that out. And, oh, there we go. Me bed didn't come up. Yeah. Anyway, thank you to Ben Gray for suggesting Las Ketchup with Aserhe. Ahead of that was Peter Sarsted, a Swedish man singing in a French accent in an English song. Very strange, but a fine tune nonetheless. So thank you very much to Dr. Caitlin Swissler, who I learned this week's name is Caitlin and not Catlin. For some reason, I've been calling her Catlin all this time. That's less than a doctor would deserve. Anyway, on to important matters. Next week's theme. Next week's theme is... fast. Fast. So, yeah. Throw your suggestions this way with hashtag the playlist suggestion, as ever. And my little automated bot can pick up all your suggestions and fling them directly at my face. This next one was suggested by Lost Tourist and is the wonderful and glorious Catatonia. Not the metal band, sadly, but still. that's about all we've got time for this week. So thank you very much to Keris from Catatonia for representing for the Welsh this week. And thank you very much to Lost Tourist for suggesting them. Yeah, it's been a great week, actually. For the benefit of my northern colleagues, the northern comrades, FAST. The theme next week is FAST. So, yeah, get your FAST suggestions in. Thank you very much for joining me this week. I'm going to leave you with this absolutely phenomenal suggestion from Steph. So just sit back and enjoy the next 4 minutes worth of Duke Special. Yes, I've overrun, but I don't really care anymore. Thank you very much, everybody. And good night, all.
Someone else's dreams, while angels make their music and give my spirit wings. I just concertina and wrap around the world, stay all night till 6 o'clock and singing like a fool. I've only got this morning. Keeps hanging in the hall, and you're this fierce in the distance. I hope to recognize, but it's like running through deep water, trying to look into your eyes. I've only got this morning to live. Look at all the colors at my fingertips.
Celebrated for its excellence.